Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. If you haven't downloaded the Odyssey app yet, download it. You're a donk if you haven't done
it
yet. Do it.
Get after it. Takes you 2 minutes.
And, of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you want to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Still to come on the show, we have Nationals tickets to give away, so stay tuned for your chance to win those. Sean Devaney is going to join us. We will talk NBA playoffs with the NBA writer for Athlon Sports. And we'll find out if there are any movies worth seeing this weekend, like The Accountant 2. Heard whispers from somebody that maybe it's not worth seeing it, but we'll hear from Kevin McCarthy. Yes, at 9:40.
No, it came out last weekend.
Oh, it came out last weekend?
Yeah.
I saw an interview with Ben Affleck. I know we're moving on, but Ben Affleck said he liked it even better. And he said, I wouldn't say this if I didn't believe it. I liked it better than the first one.
Eye of the beholder.
Here's what we learned about the first one.
I was looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah. Here's what we learned about the first one last week when we talked about it.
Yeah.
Even though people claim to like it, they don't remember any details.
I remember details. It's just, it was hard for me to encapsulate it into like a plot synopsis. I struggled with it.
Yeah, I remember liking it, but I have no idea what it was about.
Yeah.
I assume an accountant.
I won't remember any details from Accountant 2 since I'm not going to see it now.
Probably not.
He already ruined it for you?
It just takes one.
Yeah.
Right. One really bad review.
By the way, before
spoil it,
when I first got in, I told Cakes Tuesday's a big day because the Caps Kane series starts Tuesday. And he goes, "Really? I haven't seen that anywhere." And so he went on Caps Twitter. It's not there. I read it this morning somewhere, and maybe it was a Raleigh based site. I don't know exactly where I saw it.
I'm guessing they were speculating because I haven't seen anything about when that series starts.
It makes sense that it would start Tuesday, but
right. It's
not a definite.
No.
Yeah. So it could start Wednesday.
Possibly.
I mentioned a couple things coming up on the show. I failed to mention Cakes has an announcement at 8:45.
That's correct.
So stay tuned for Cakes's big reveal at 8:45.
Yep.
You had a good poker face on this one. I have no idea what it is.
Okay. Well, you'll know in about 40 minutes.
Very cool.
What do you think? Roughly. Do you guys know what it is? Drab, you don't know? I don't think it's...
Do you think you're going to be whelmed or underwhelmed?
Under.
Right.
I'm going to be under.
It's going to be a bunt single.
It's not even a regular single. It's not a
I don't know. I have it.
It's
I
not
have
like a, I'm a grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
no, I have a guess.
I got herpes.
Should I save my guess for 8:45?
Yeah,
I'll save
it.
My guess for
save
8:45.
It.
I have
All
a
right.
guess.
Let's save it.
Oh, you have an educated guess?
Not really educated. Hmm. Well, kind of. Here. I'm going to write it down to you, EB.
I'm looking at
it. I got no idea what it is.
Okay.
He's going to Columbia this weekend to play pickleball. Are you playing tennis or pickleball?
Pickle.
Yeah.
So he has a certain sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
How about that as an educated guess? That's my educated guess. Don't.
Does that have something to do with that?
Oh, no way.
Probably not, but that's my guess.
There's no way he's getting rid of the tree. He ain't getting rid of the tree. He ain't getting rid of the tree.
And maybe it's already gone. Who knows? Yeah.
Stay tuned.
All right. Got to stay tuned.
Hey, Rich Eisen comes out with power rankings.
Yeah.
His way too early NFL power rankings for 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And want to get your guesses as to where the Commanders might fall, according to Rich Eisman, before we play the audio. So just to give you some of the teams that are on the list, here's his final 10. All right, he has the defending Super Bowl champions, the Philadelphia Eagles. And the AFC, he has a bunch of teams that are always considered to be contenders, like the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Bills. In the NFC, he's got, you know, the teams that from the NFC North that were good, the Vikings, the Lions. He's got the Rams in there. He's got the Buccaneers in there. And did I miss anybody? And he's got the Broncos in there as well. So that's kind of the 10 teams, if you include the Commanders. The spoilers, they are in the top 10. Do you guys want to guess
I already know the answer. I can't guess.
I already know where.
I think already
you already know.
Number five.
All right, you think they're number five. All right, I'll start from 10.
All right.
All right. Number 10 in Rich Eisen's way too early 2025 NFL power rankings. It's a team that the Commanders faced in the playoffs. Beat them in the first round, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The problem is I don't know what a lot of these teams have done in the offseason, to be honest with you, unless it's like a major move. Have they had any
big moves by the Bucs?
They drafted another receiver.
They drafted Emeka Egbuka.
Yeah, but like an offseason, did they lose any key guy? I just don't know.
They re-upped Chris Godwin, so they keep their offense pretty much intact.
All right, go to number nine.
Number nine, another team that the Commanders beat in their playoff run,
but
the
they're
Detroit
really
Lions.
Now, they're really good. Now, their challenge would be from afar is that they're getting new coordinators on both sides, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Now, what about player, what about personnel-wise? Didn't they lose a guy or two?
Trying to think who like, departed
did they lose
from
a
Detroit.
Running back? No.
No, Jahmyr Gibbs and Montgomery are both still there. Obviously, Goff's still there. Jameson Williams emerging at wideout.
They added DJ Reed, a corner from the Jets.
Mm-hmm. All right, so personnel-wise, they're relatively intact.
And they lost a guard in Jonah Jackson. They lost their safety, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They lost the linebacker in Anthony Pittman. I mean, all these teams are going to have additions.
Yeah, but those don't sound like major losses.
They're going to have Hutch back. He missed most of last year.
And their top pick in the draft was a nose tackle.
My blink is the Lions probably deserve to be a little higher. But go ahead.
Number eight, they've got the Minnesota Vikings. J.J. McCarthy recently said that he's ready to be the starter. I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
Can't remember the exact verbiage that was used, but they have the Vikings.
I've got a good tingle about J.J. McCarthy, kind of like it did about Sam Darnold.
Just because anybody throwing those receivers is going to put up big numbers. Your basic philosophy.
I think I'm willing to wager on him if I have takers.
Right, and remember, they drafted Ty Felton, too.
They did draft Ty Felton.
Maryland
guy. If J.J. McCarthy, I'm declaring this now. In the book. If J.J. McCarthy starts 15 or more games, he will throw 27 plus touchdowns.
I'll take the under.
I'll take
$2. Yeah, but he has to start 15, though.
15 games.
He's going for basically two touchdowns a game.
That's only like 1.75 a game. It's not an outrageous
amount. Yeah, but what Jaden finish with this year?
About that number.
About that 26, maybe?
I feel like it was about that number.
But J.J. McCarthy's not going to be running any in. So he's going to be throwing them in for the most part. I'm not counting rushing touchdowns, throwing touchdowns.
The problem
only.
Is the game caveat ruins the bet because like
how does it ruin it?
Well, because
it,
what if he goes out there and plays
protection.
I know it's smart for you, but for our money to get my money, it ruins the bet.
Well,
because
you don't have to take it
if he only plays eight games and it gets benched.
It doesn't count.
Yeah, I lose even though I was on the
So JP's in. If anybody else wants
it's a voided bet.
Yeah. That bet is available.
Jaden had 30 in 20 games, like when you include the postseason.
Yeah. What do you have in the regular season?
So let me
25,
see.
24, maybe 26.
Shouldn't be that hard to find how many he had in the regular season.
Yeah, I went to one which included
the
postseason.
You're in a weird rabbit hole. All right.
He had 5. He had 25.
25.
Right. 25. Yeah, I feel good about that bet. So $2 bet.
All right. go to number eight.
12 cents a week.
No, number eight's the Vikings. I don't think they're going to, they're certainly not going to duplicate their regular season record of 14-3.
No. No chance.
No, I don't think that happens, but they could win 9 or 10 games and be in playoff contention.
They did add a lot of pieces in free agency, though.
Right. Number seven seems to be an aggressive pick. It's got the Denver Broncos, number seven.
Yeah, I was a little surprised when I saw that.
Bo Nix came on late in the season. They add R.J. Harvey as their main running back in the draft.
They added Evan Engram as the tight end.
kind of forgot about him.
Still haven't said the Skins.
Have not said the
Commanders. They got Dre Greenlaw for my Niners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number six, one of the perennial favorites in the AFC. They were in the championship game again, and he came up short again. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills.
I probably have a tick or two higher.
Their GM got into it. Was it with fans about not drafting a wide receiver?
Is it Brandon Bean?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so the Bills are six.
Yes. Who they faced in the AFC Championship game, you want the top five here? Yeah. Cakes predicts the Commanders.
Still hasn't said the Skins.
Are in five. The top five. You know it. He knows it.
Yeah.
At number five, they have the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh, Commanders ranked ahead of the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love that.
Might be a little low for them just because they're always there.
Mm-hmm.
They just always find a way. Extremely well coached.
Finished 15-2 last year.
Arguably the best quarterback.
We're back in the Super Bowl. Yeah. At number four, they have an NFC team.
Number four, NFC team.
It's a little too high.
Not the Commanders. Who's the NFC team? Not the Packers. That seems very aggressive.
Rams?
They have the LA Rams.
Ooh,
that's a little high.
Stafford's going to have...
it's got Devontae Adams
to throw to now with Puka Nacua.
He's kind of mediocre-ish now, Devontae Adams.
Maybe not as
he's still produced.
Still got a little left in the tank.
Right. He's still produced. So
they
the Commanders
have
still
picks.
Haven't been named. At number three, they have the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh.
I feel like they're
Rich
perennial
Eisen likes the
contenders.
Commanders better than the Ravens.
I feel like they're perennial contenders. I can't argue with it.
Which
they might disappoint me every year in the postseason.
The Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Commanders.
Well, there's no way you can have the Commanders ahead of the Eagles.
Coming
it's not
in
possible.
At number two,
after they just
Rich Eisen's way too early 2025 NFL power rankings. He has the Washington Commanders.
Man, just a little bit.
Number two on the list, up one spot to cause the Ravens to go down one is the Commanders.
Oh,
wait. Tunsil and Debo before anything else. And they just, they see the unicorn and they say, we're not only going to protect him, we're going to give him another weapon. And they drafted Josh Connerly out of Oregon to be the right tackle to Tunsil's left tackle. The Commanders, man. And number one is still the Eagles.
I think it's a little aggressive. I love the optimism. I hope he's right. Every year we have outliers or teams that would, you know, over the last decade that have picked us. You know, who's the guy from ESPN 1 year? I think Eisen did 1 year.
I think
also
I feel like Eisen
Greenberg.
Might have been Greenberg. Greenberg hyped us up 1 year. And
no,
I think
remember Evie had the medley. It was a lot of preseason hype.
Yeah.
It was a medley.
See, even Louis Riddick, like, I think,
Riddick
was high.
Louis Riddick was one.
But
was
I feel like Eisen always likes them.
Yeah. God bless them.
They were high. I think it might have been the Carson Wentz year, even. It was a lot of preseason hype.
I feel like this is almost too. Like, I like.
I've seen a counter. ESPN.
It's too much.
I don't know the guy's name. He's the betting analyst that's on there all the time. And their betting analyst, they had him on, and they were going through over-unders for teams. And I want to say the over-under on the Commanders was something like 9.5 wins.
Whoa.
And he had it under.
Mm.
Ooh, really? As I'm taking a step back.
What's the name of the guy? He's like a slicky boy.
What was his rationale?
I smell a schedule. We got to do it post-draft, post-free agent.
Well, the schedule release is in
May
14th. 12 days.
Oh, all right, but we could do it before. Can we do one before, though?
Sure.
We're going to do a mock schedule?
No. I just want to look at the opponents. I don't care when they play. That's almost trivial.
Oh, I care about it. I care about it deeply.
That's trivial to me. It doesn't affect my record.
Are we going to do the...
There's no way you could switch up the order, and I'm just going to base it on my opponent.
We've known the opponents for months.
Right.
Yeah.
But we didn't know who we picked up in free agency, and mm-hmm. we didn't know who they drafted.
Yeah.
I can make the argument. We need to go through it again.
I need to
Why
see,
are you looking at me like
I
that?
I need to see where and when they play to make picks for
we're so close to
dubs
schedule
and losses.
Might as well just wait.
Be a yeah, big, I think
draft
saying
keep it in our pants.
Yeah. I agree with them.
Can we do the pool we did last year that I gave points to where you landed in the schedule if you picked it correctly?
I didn't like that pool.
Why not?
I like almost every pool, but
you didn't like that?
It was so absurd.
I like betting.
But if you want to do it,
throwing my money in the middle and hoping I get some. And, and I take it back.
I think we put up $5 for man.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, just
all right, you just tell me and I'll do it.
I'm in.
I don't know if you guys want to do it.
I want to hear from people. Commanders fans, do you think this is too high or are you as optimistic as Rich Eisen, who has the Commanders as the number two team in the NFL in his rankings? 800-636-1067. We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.